This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. For the most part, the 2024-25 winter season in Iowa was mild, with warmer temperatures and not much precipitation to help replenish soil moisture levels. But how does that compare with the rest of the country? We will hear from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that the final numbers from the winter months of December, January, and February show that most of the country experienced a mild winter season by temperature.
We are seeing that it was our 27th warmest winter out of 130 years, going all the way back to 1895-96.
Rippey says that dryness was widespread throughout the winter months as well.
It was also the 20th driest winter in that 130-year period. Precipitation across the lower 48 states averaged just a little under 6 inches during the December, January, February time period, and that was almost an inch below the 20th century average.
He compares this winter to some of the other comparable winters in recent years.
It was the coldest winter since 2020-21, and it was the third driest winter in the last two decades. The only other comparable winters since the early 2000s were the winters of 2013-14 and the winter of 2021-22.
A warm December was followed by a very cold January for much of the country, says Rippey.
January was actually quite cold. It was the 33rd coldest January and the nation's coldest January since 1988. But again, that very warm December, fourth warmest on record, really helped to offset that cold weather later in the season, again leading to that 27th warmest winter in the last 130 years. The nation's average temperature a little above 34 degrees Fahrenheit. That was almost 2 degrees above the 20th century mean.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.